One of my New Year resolutions is to keep a work diary and to share it. In other words, I'm going to do a series of audio boos in which I share with you on a much more regular basis, ideally on a daily basis. But yes, I'm going to try to do at least three a week, recordings of the kind of work I do and the kind of issues that come up. And I'm going to find myself in situations where I won't be able to tell you the details. Like this morning, I had a conversation with an individual all about China and Ireland and the connection. And some stuff came up in the conversation which I'm not at liberty to reveal because there's actually some commercial work going on. But I'm going to at least be able to talk about the issues. And over a period of time, I'll build up a tapestry for myself, really, and also for anyone who's interested in the kind of issues that are there. And after a number of months, it will become much more interesting. And when you get to the end of a whole year, you then have got a kind of example of a case study of the topics and the interesting things. So let me just start and start this morning's first January, isn't it the 11th or something like that? This feels like the first day in my working year, probably because it's the first day that I've been physically well and on song. So this morning, the work side began with the cancellation of a meeting. I was due to be doing some work on Irish politics with John Gilroy this morning, and John ran into a meeting which he couldn't avoid, so we postponed our meeting until tomorrow. So my first issue that I had in my mind this morning was Irish politics and how to reveal it most effectively through the use of audio boo. Secondly, I ran into, by accident, a man who is dealing with the issue of China. This seems very big, but it's very concrete because Cork is twinned with Shanghai. The city of Cork in Ireland is twinned with Shanghai, and that represents both a huge commercial opportunity for Cork in relation to Ireland and Britain, how to leverage this, the kind of contacts that go on between Cork and China. And I found myself involved in a discussion of the various types of commercial links that there are already between Cork and China. And there's a book called China and the Irish, or called The Irish and China, and I'm going to follow that up. And so that's a second topic that I worked on. The third one was a conversation with Eoin O'Leary about his experience of trying to get out of Ireland before Christmas, and it was high drama at Dublin Airport. And this led me to thinking about the benefits of doing a blog post that would examine the statement made by the European Commissioner that European airlines and airfields, or whatever you call them, airports, need to get their act together in relation to consumers, that it is quite unacceptable for consumers to be faced with the trouble that they were faced with during the horrid weather, or the fierce weather that there was held before Christmas or around Christmas in Ireland. So that whole issue about how to put a concrete case study into a bigger, broader policy context was the third one. The fourth element of the this morning so far is the good news that a friend of mine, or a good colleague of mine, has had, that he has been hired to work for a company in New York to develop a tourism business in relation to Ireland. So I'm going to say no more than that, other than that there's somebody I know who's going to go off to New York and develop something in relation to tourism in Cork, and that's another theme I'll come back to. And then finally we got back to another discussion about politics. So I'm now about to leave here at 11:28, leave Cafe Beva, go back to my house, and start talking about Le Web in Paris with several people, and get that project going as well. So there you are, that's a tiny bit of audio diary for the first half of the first day of being back properly at work. I hope you found it interesting, and if you did find it interesting, would you please tell me and encourage me to do a little bit more? Or if you think I could tweak it or do it in a slightly different style, please give me the benefits of your consultation. Give me a free consultation and a bit of advice. I believe this is the era of being consulted. That comes from a blog post that I read yesterday about the internet generation being all about being people who want to be consulted. So there we are, folks. Thanks very much for listening. It's Paul O'Mahony carrying on with more work as this day goes on. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye. No, bloody phone. No, turn off. Turn off. Please turn off. Good, be paused. Excellent. Oh, if this is recording, it's driving me mad. I've got a small problem with my iPhone, and it's not turning it off. And I am very annoyed about this. Hopefully it's gone.